1, 2, 3, 4. Stream test. 1, 2, 3, 4. Getting ready for the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps here at LMCU Ballpark. Check, check. Check, check. Well, good evening from West Michigan. It is time for baseball just about here on the west side of the state. Adam Jackson with you, the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps. Ready to go here in the Nuts, hoping they can snap a little skid, pick up their first win as they fell 9-3 last night. Into the box, Johnny Butler, and here comes the first pitch. And that's in there, strike one. Underway at 6:05, a little bit of an earlier start tonight. It is a beautiful evening for baseball. 82 degrees and sunny, light breeze. The pitch squared out to center field, not hit deep. Roberto Campos is coming in, and instead it's Justice Bigby makes the catch, and there's one out. So coming to you a little bit earlier than anticipated. Last night it was 6:35. Tonight we get going earlier, and the Lugnuts are hoping that maybe that earlier start can help boost them up a little bit. They have not been able to get going well against these Whitecaps. First pitch outside, ball one to Max Muncy. The Whitecaps in those alternate uniforms, all light blue. A new look for the Caps here in 2023. The pitch lifted out to shallow center field. Actually, this will stay in the infield to the right. Carlos Mendoza now backs up and reaches out and makes the catch. Two outs. That one was twisting on him. So a good start so far for Wilkel Hernandez, who gets the ball to open this game. 6'3", 210-pounder from Venezuela. As he faces the Lugnuts, they're in the black tops and the gray pants. First pitch to Winkler. That's low and outside. Ball one. No score just underway in the top of the first at LMCU Ballpark. The pitch, a little bit low. Two balls, no strikes. They switch Max Muncy and Jack Winkler today as Winkler bats third instead of second. Max moves up. 2-0. That's down low. Three balls, no strikes. Home plate umpire Brandon Tipton, Chad Patterson on the bases. And the umpires matching West Michigan in those light blue shirts. The pitch dropped in there. Strike one. Lugnuts so far in this series have surrendered 30 hits and up over 20 runs against these Whitecaps. We're now 18-11. The pitch, fastball in there, strike two. Whitecaps 18-11, 8-3 at home, while the Lugnuts 13-15 and 4-6 away from Jackson Field. There's a payoff pitch to the righty, Jack Winkler. Bouncer towards third, backs up Pacheco, but it's foul. And we'll do it again here for Jack Winkler. Jack batting 213 coming in. This is 26th game, 20 hits on the year, 8 driven in, 14 walks, 24 strikeouts. The Nuts have not been able to contain this West Michigan offense. And because of that, Lansing has now lost 6 of the 9 meetings against West Michigan this year. 3-2 pitch. Fought off foul down the left field line. That ball is out of the park. Good swing by Winkler, but just a little bit ahead of it. He's got a good at bat going after a couple of quick outs in two pitches against Butler and Muncy. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball lifted deep to left field. This ball is hit hard but foul. Home run distance. Squared it up a little bit better, but to the left of the 317 line. You'd think the ball is going to be carrying tonight with it up over 80 degrees at the start of this game, and all sun again. The pitch on the ground towards third, again foul. And a great at bat by Jack. Winkler staying alive here, fighting off pitch after pitch. He's got a couple in the air. He's getting ready to see his 10th pitch of this at bat. Here it is. Twisted back foul. Would you expect anything else from Jack Winkler? A 6'2", 205-pound, 24-year-old from Littleton, Colorado, the 10th round selection in 2021 out of San Francisco. Again, the 3-2. Way outside, ball four. That's an excellent at-bat by Jack Winkler. And he, after all of that, is aboard with two outs in the top of this first inning. That walk right there equals the walk total that Lansing had in all of yesterday's game. It took 11 pitches, but Jack Winkler gets aboard. Daniel Susak up to the plate. He was the lone walk yesterday to lead off the ninth. The first pitch to the righty. There goes Winkler. Pitches inside. Throw down to second, and it's into center field. Winkler is safe. He toppled into Mendoza, who landed on his backside. And Jack Winkler has a stolen base. So an 11-pitch at-bat for Winkler, and now his fifth steal this year in six attempts. And remember, it was a two-out rally yesterday for the Nuts in that second inning, the only half inning where they scored runs, where they put together three straight RBI singles. And they took that 3-0 lead before falling 9-3. Susak waves the bat in front of him. Mikel Hernandez is 1-0. Snaps the mitt in the zone. Strike one. Hernandez so far this year, the 6'3", 195-pound, 23-year-old, 1-2 with an ERA just under 4.5. 26 strikeouts, just 8 walks. The pitch home. On the ground, weakly hit towards third. Pacheco picks it up, rolling, throws to first in time. And that's going to do it for the Nuts. So they get the 11-pitch walk from Jack Winkler, but then get a ground out and two flyouts, and that does it. Nothing for the Nuts in the top of the first. Mitch Myers takes the hill for the bottom of the first when we return to sunny and warm LMCU Ballpark in West Michigan. All right, back. Back. Check, check, check.
Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're off to the top of the second here at LMCU Ballpark. Thanks so much for joining us. The pitch, and that is in there. Strike one, 3-1 on Junior Perez. We apologize, had some technical difficulties, but we are up and rolling now. No score in the top of the second. The pitch, that's inside, ball four. It twists Perez out of the way, so already two walks for the Nuts. Again, something they only did once yesterday. And Lansing now with a runner on base here to open up this second inning. The bottom of the first, it was so quick through our technical difficulties that we are off to the second thanks to a 1-2-3 bottom of the first from Mitch Myers. He got three ground balls. So one on, nobody out. Here's Clark Elliott. Throw back to first, and that's in time, and it gets Perez. He had a huge lead over at first base there. And Hernandez just turned and picked him off. So just as quick as the Lugnuts had a man on, they now have one out, nobody on. Some of the mistakes that the Nuts just can't afford. The pitch. That's low and inside, ball one. Elliott yesterday in his Lugnuts debut after getting promoted from Stockton, 0-for-4. He had a lineout, a fielder's choice, ground out, and a strikeout. The pitch. A little bit outside, two balls, no strikes. No score here in West Michigan at LMCU Ballpark. Clark Elliott at the plate. Second round competitive balance B pick last year. The pitch popped up, third base side, foul territory. Josh Crouch trying to catch and see it, and he does make the grab in foul territory. And there's the second out. Run you through the defense for West Michigan in those alternate baby blue uniforms. They look like the Kansas City Royals today. Justice Bigby in left, Roberto Campos in center, Austin Murr in right. Isaac Pacheco and Luis Garcia on the left side of the diamond. Carlos Mendoza, Chris Myers on the right. With Wilcal Hernandez throwing to Josh Crouch. Here's CJ Rodriguez. First pitch in there, strike one. Rodriguez had yesterday off, but Susak DHing today, so the Vanderbilt man in catching. The pitch. Checked it. Didn't go around as they appeal down to first base. And it's 1-1. 43rd at bat this year for CJ Rodriguez. He's collected 10 hits, swinging just short of 240. The pitch. A little bit low. 2-1. Rodriguez has had a really good bat through 13 games. Three doubles. Four driven in, four walks, 16 strikeouts for the righty. The pitch home. Fly back up over our heads, out of play, and it's two balls, two strikes. West Michigan has taken the first two games in this series, 14-5 and 9-3. They split the first series in Lansing back in mid-April. The pitch twisted up into the light blue sky, first base side. And that ball is into the crowd as it caroms off the light blue bleachers. Says two balls and two strikes. The pitch home. Down low, three balls, two strikes. We talked about it yesterday. The Lugnuts have only scored in two of the 18 half innings here in West Michigan. The pitch. Down low, ball four. So a third walk already for the Nuts. And Rodriguez is on with two outs. Well, Wilkel Hernandez has not walked a lot of batters this year. 26 strikeouts and just eight walks coming in through 22 and two-thirds innings worked, but again, he's walked three in the first inning and two-thirds. Here's Saheed Valenzuela, bats from the left side with two outs in the second. The pitch. Shot the other way, but a diving grab. No, it's dropped, and then the throw goes to first. It's in time. Oh, wild play right there from Pacheco. He reached to his left, looked like he had the shoestring grab. It popped out, and then he was still able to get it over to first in time to grab Valenzuela for the third and final out. So the Nuts get a couple of walks, get picked off at first, and then a ground ball out, and that does it for the top of the second. We head to the home half of the second. No score between Lansing and West Michigan from LMCU Ballpark.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the second, we move on a beautiful day at LMCU Ballpark. I should say beautiful evening coming up on 6:30 in the Eastern Time Zone. 82 degrees, all sun above us, and not much wind either. 5-mile-an-hour winds, second straight gorgeous day here on the west side of the state. Mitch Myers, first pitch, twisted back foul. Strike one to Justice Bigby. Bigby had a big game yesterday. Chris Myers and Josh Crouch follow 4, 5, and 6. Myers at a 1-2-3 top of the second. The pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Should say bottom of the first. He got a ground out to Jace Young, Roberto Campos, and Isaac Pacheco. Next pitch on the ground, back up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Muncy running to his left, couldn't get to it. Wasn't hit extremely hard, but hit in the right spot. And Bigby stays hot. He was a triple short of the cycle yesterday. Actually came up in the eighth with a chance to get it. He also walked in yesterday's game and now has a base hit to start today. Okay, here's Chris Myers from the left side. Myers set. And the pitch. That's low and outside. Ball one. Let's take you around the diamond defensively for the Nuts. Clark Elliott in left, Junior Perez in center, and Johnny Butler in right. Aribiel Angeles and Max Muncy on the left side of the infield. 1-0 pitch. It's in there. Strike one. Saheed Valenzuela at second and Jack Winkler at first with Mitch Myers, the righty, throwing the balls and strikes to C.J. Rodriguez. No score. Bottom two in West Michigan. Throw back to first, a low, great pick by Jack Winkler at first. He's right into the sun as well as it fills up the diamond for a second straight day. And still was able to make that pick. The pitch, on the ground towards first, picked by Winkler. Sets, throws to second, high, and it's into left field. It's an error for a second straight day on Jack Winkler. And now there are two on with nobody out to start this second inning. Winkler had an error yesterday at third base when they were trying to throw it to second. And he missed that throw. And here at first, he played it perfectly, took an extra step to throw over to second and just missed it. I think he was trying to get it over the head of Bigbee. Muncy jumped for it and couldn't get to it. So, opportunity here for West Michigan with Josh Crouch coming to the plate. The pitch home. Low and outside, ball one. No score, bottom two between West Michigan and Lansing. It was the Whitecaps that scored first on Tuesday. Lansing scored first yesterday. Can Myers wiggle out of this jam? The pitch. In there, belt high, strike one. Mitch Myers, the 6'2", 200-pound, 24-year-old out of the University of Pittsburgh. It was the 12th round selection in 2021. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curve, and a slider. Throws home. Breaking ball lifted out to left, and it's down for a base hit. Charging is Elliott. He quickly gets it in. Station to station they go, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. After a hit, an error, and another base hit. It's the second time this year that Mitch Myers has faced West Michigan. He did so in his first start of the season. Back on April 12th, he went four innings, gave up seven hits, four runs, with a couple of walks and strikeouts and a 9-4 loss. So here's Austin Murr, who had the day off yesterday. Bases loaded, nobody out. The pitch. On the outside corner, knee-high with the fastball. Strike one. Murr batting .246 through 18 games, 14 hits, four doubles, a triple, a homer, and seven driven in. Three walks comparable to 13 strikeouts. The pitch, that's inside and it hits Murr. He didn't even move. So an HBP brings in the first run of the game and West Michigan's up 1-0. Not sure that the fans knew what happened there because Murr just stood there and took that pitch off his what looked like his front right foot. Now Don Schulze going to head out and have a quick conversation with Myers. At West Michigan, 9-8, Jace Young, Roberto Campos, and Isaac Pacheco. Justice Bigbee, Chris Myers, Josh Crouch, Austin Murr, Luis Garcia, and Carlos Mendoza. 1-0 lead, still nobody out. And you feel for Mitch Myers here because after the base hit to Bigbee, they had a chance to clear the bags. Looked like it was a for sure double play ball on a pretty hard hit ball to Winkler. Picked it clean at first, but then threw it into left field trying to go to second. And instead of getting at least one, maybe two, everybody was safe. And the bases are still full. So now here comes Luis Garcia. Switch hitter batting just .152 this year. The pitch. Takes it up and outside. Ball one. This is the guy you got to go after. Through 11 games, he's collected five hits in 33 at-bats. The pitch. That's on the inside corner. Strike one. Good location for Myers. Five walks, 13 strikeouts for Garcia with the bases full and nobody out. 1-0 Whitecaps in the second. The pitch. Breaking ball slashed out. On a hop, it's hit to Muncy. Fields throws home. Rodriguez tags the plate, throws to third. And that is in time. And it's a double play. So how about that for the Nuts? A 6-2-5 double play. It was a late jump over there at second base for Josh Crouch. I'm not sure why he wasn't running, but they had to first wait to see if Muncy made the catch or not. It dropped down, and by that time, then the runners took off. So Muncy smartly goes home, and the Lugnuts get two outs. So now first and second with two outs, and here's Carlos Mendoza. Time called by home plate umpire. Best case scenario right there on a weird looping liner that just died right in front of Max Muncy. Took it off one hop, and then quickly Rodriguez went home. The pitch. Down low, ball one. What was weird about the play is everybody had to wait for a second, but even after waiting, Muncy threw it home. Rodriguez wasn't even on the plate yet, so he had to look down, step on the plate, and find it, and then throw to third. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. And by that time, they still had time to get it to third to Eurybe Alanjuelez, as Carlos Mendoza calls time once more. So, just an interesting play right there that took some time to develop and helped out the Lugnuts cause their 28th turn double play of the season, and that helps out the Winkler error. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul. 1-2. It was just the 21st error for the Nuts. And again, the second in as many days on Jack Winkler, but great job by his teammates to pick him up. Muncy heads up play to throw home. And Anjales was over at third, ready to catch that double play on the 6-2-5 twin killing. Now two strikes on Mendoza. Myers pitch. High hopper off the plate, right side. Charging is Valenzuela. Has it, flips it to first in time. And the Nuts wiggle out of a jam, only giving up one run on the HBP to Austin Murr. Whitecaps strike first. They're up by a run after two innings at LMCU Ballpark.
House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
To the third inning we move on an absolute picture-perfect evening in West Michigan. 1-0 Whitecaps in front. Eurybe Alanjuelez to the plate. The first pitch. Slashed on the ground and a scooping effort by Pacheco at third. It goes under his mitt and wiggles out to left field. And Eurybe Alanjuelez on the first pitch is aboard in this third inning. It was a hard hit, kind of tomahawk swing right into the ground. They're going to go base hit for Alanjuelez. Pacheco really only had one play there, moving to his left to kind of sweep at it and couldn't come up with it. And so now back to the top of the order for Johnny Butler. Lugnuts down by a run, trying to tie things up. First pitch to the lefty. Owen outside, ball one. Again, the nine today for the Nuts. Butler, Muncy, Winkler, Susak, Perez, Elliott, Rodriguez, Valenzuela, and Anjales. Butler flied out to left. Two pitches into the game. The pitch. Lifted. Right side of the infield. Right in front of the mound to the right. Myers comes over at first base and makes the catch. And there's one out. Butler slammed the bat into the dirt. Disappointed getting under that one.
Yeah.
Two half innings where the Nuts have scored five runs in the eighth on Tuesday, and then three runs in the second yesterday, but that's been it. Lugnuts haven't been able to string anything else together. Now they're two half innings. They were able to get multiple runs. Here's Max Muncy. Lifts it, first base side, foul territory. And that's spinning up over the dugout and drops three rows deep. One of the fans over there trying to make the catch but was unable to. We've talked about it with Max. Can he get going? 23 hits and 98 at-bats. The average sits at 235. Two home runs, nine driven in. Scored nine runs with one swipe, but they're going to need more from him at the top of the order to kind of ignite this offense. Puts the bunt down the first base side. It's fielded by Myers. Turns and tries to tag Muncy. Is he safe? Yes, he is. How about that from Max Muncy? Brian Pena came sprinting out of the dugout, and he now is having a massive argument with Chad Patterson. Very animated. Myers tried to tag Muncy, and he slid under it and then tagged the bag. I'm sure Brian Pena is arguing that Muncy maybe was outside the base path, but I think he was within a couple of steps of it. And now Patterson at least is going to check with Brandon Tipton to verify. Tipton obviously was behind home plate. And now they say Muncy's out. And Craig Conklin now will come over to home plate umpire Brandon Tipton and get the ruling on what just happened. So on that, Tipton either said that Muncy was out of the baseline or that he got tagged. Max Muncy is going across the infield and having discussions with Chad Patterson. It was a very quick chat from Craig Conklin. And Muncy, who thought that he had snuck under the tag, is called out. It's a three unassisted. And a sacrifice that moves up Angeles to second after all of that. First pitch. That's down low. Ball one to Jack Winkler. So with two outs now, Lugnuts looking for a swing that'll tie this game. That swing would be just a base hit for Winkler, who had an 11-pitch at bat in the first. A throw. Down low. Two balls, no strikes. Three walks for the Nuts in the first two innings after they had just one walk all of yesterday. That brings them to 96 on the season. They haven't been a big walk team, finding ways to get on base early in this one. The pitch. That's outside. Three balls, no strikes. Jesse and I talked about it yesterday, the fact that the Lugnuts have been producing with runners in scoring position. However, there haven't been many runners in scoring position. Yesterday it was just seven for Lansing, and they were 3-for-7 with those three straight singles in the second. 3-0. That's in there. Strike one to Jack Winkler. This is exactly what happened in the first. He got ahead 3-0 and then proceeded to foul off eight straight pitches before he was walked on ball four. Angeles, good speed at second. 1-0 Caps in the top of the third. The pitch. Down low, ball four. Well, this one didn't have to wait as long. Just five pitches. And it's a second walk for Winkler. How about that? So Jack is back on first base. Angeles is at second. And now can Daniel Susak deliver? Steps in from the right side. Slightly open stance. The pitch. It's outside. Ball one. 1-0 Whitecaps, but the Lugnuts with runners at first and second. And the RBI leader, Daniel Susak, at the plate. He's got 15 this season. Where's number 18 in the alternate road black Lugnuts uni? The pitch. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes. So back-to-back batters that Will Cal Hernandez starts off 2-0. Lugnuts across the chest in silver. The Luggy the Lugnut is the T. And the Lugnut logo on the left sleeve. A's logo on the right sleeve for the Nuts. Black batting helmets, gray pants. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Black and blue the combo today. West Michigan wears those all baby blue uniforms with white caps written in a darker blue. And then they've got the white cap wave logo on the front of the hat. and the dark blue brim. The pitch. Runner takes off for third. Angele slides in, and he is safe as the throw is late to Pacheco. Eusebio Angele is getting aggressive and swiped his fourth bag of the season. And they are now at the corners with two outs. I think that right there was Angeles just feeling that nobody was keeping him at second base, so he went for it. Does a good job not running into that third out. Hitters count here. The pitch. Hard hit down the third baseline, fair, and that's headed to the wall. Angeles trotting in, we're tied. Off to third goes Jack Winkler. He's being waved around. Bigby finally gets it in. It's a two-run double for Daniel Susek. 2-1 Nuts in the third. It took so long for Bigby to dig that ball out of the corner over there in foul territory. And because of that, I think Winkler was surprised as he was kind of soft jogging almost around third because he had plenty of time to score. Susek with RBIs number 16 and 17, and Lansing again comes through in an early half inning. Now here's Junior Perez. First pitch in there, strike one. It was the second yesterday. It's the third today. And now the three half innings that Lansing has scored in, they've scored multiple runs. It's been such a peculiar offensive series for the Nuts. 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes on Perez. What a clutch double right there from Daniel Susek, though. Seventh double this season. We just talked about how he was having a great series in Lansing. He went 0-for-3 yesterday, but did draw a walk, and now has reached for a 12th straight game on base with the double today. Pitch down low. One ball, two strikes. 2-1 Nuts in the top of the third. Junior Perez walked on five pitches in his first at-bat against Wilcal Hernandez. The righty comes set from the first base side of the slab. Chest high, hold, throws. Lifted deep, left field, foul. Jack Winkler had one like that earlier in that first inning, 11-pitch at-bat. He had a couple that went down that line, that he was just out in front of that breaking ball from Hernandez. 1-2 pitch. Down low, and that scoots through the legs of Crouch, and off to third goes Susek. So now another run 90 feet away on the wild pitch. It went right through the wickets of Josh Crouch. The 2-2. Bouncing ball on a high hop towards third. Pacheco waits, slings to first. The stretch in time from Myers, and that's going to do it. So the Nuts leave one stranded at third, but the two-run double off the bat of Daniel Susek has provided some runs. The Nuts have their first lead up 2-1 after 2.5 here in West Michigan.
Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
A lead here for the Lansing Lugnuts as we bring you back to the bottom of the third. First pitch, Mitch Myers throws it outside, ball one. Back to the top of the card, Jace Young leads off. Roberto Campos and Isaac Pacheco to follow. The pitch, it's up high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. A two-run double from Daniel Susak. His seventh double and 16 and 17th RBI of the season. Pitch, that's on the inside corner. Strike one, and that's the difference in this game. So Lansing now leads for a second straight game. The pitch, on the ground, hit through the right side as it rolls to right field. Base hit. It wasn't hit overly hard, but it was right between Winkler and Valenzuela. And Chase Young is on for the first time. Remember, Lansing took the lead yesterday in the second with those three runs, and then they gave up the lead in the next two half innings. Quick check over at first. Pacheco or Young back in there safely. They gave up the run in the second and then five in the third and quickly trailed 6-3 and ended up losing 9-3. First pitch to Campos. Lifted out to right, backing up is Butler. Over to the line, makes the catch just in front of the check. And there's one out. So that's a good bounce back right there after allowing the base hit. Johnny was busy yesterday. There was a lot of action out to right field. One home run, one double. That went off the wall. The Whitecaps, remember, had four doubles in a row. First pitch, and that's fouled back by Pacheco, strike one. 2-1, Nuts leading. We're in the bottom of the third. Sending a get well soon to Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. He's feeling under the weather today, so that's why he didn't make the trip over here. It's about an hour from Lansing, so we wish him the best as he recovers at home. The pitch, that's up high. One ball, one strike. Remember, tomorrow it's an 11 o'clock start. One of those school days here. We've seen him at Jackson Field on Wednesdays. We'll actually have another one next Wednesday. So just keep getting earlier and earlier. The pitch, on the ground, foul. First base side. It was a 6:35 start yesterday and Tuesday. And then, well, without me knowing, it was a 6:05 start today. I thought it was 6:35 again. So we had some technical difficulties right off the jump. 1-2. This is shot foul, third base side. So appreciate you sticking with us. And we will go earlier tomorrow at 11. Then on Saturday, back to the 7:05 start. And then 2 o'clock on Sunday here in West Michigan all week long. And right now the temperature and the weather has been exceptional. 1-2. That's on the outside corner, but a little bit low. Two balls, two strikes to Isaac Pacheco. Pacheco grounded out in his first at-bat. He was 0-for-5 yesterday with three strikeouts. Myers throws. Oh, that was right there. Must have been a touch low. Good pitch. Really, the last two pitches were right there. But home plate umpire Brandon Tipton not quite ready to go up with the strike three sign. 3-2. Lifted deep right field side. That's a home run, but it's foul. Thank goodness. That was launched over the Founders rooftop, which is beyond the right field wall. And that's beyond the berm that's out there in right field where a bunch of Whitecap fans are laying out enjoying this game. Myers 3-2. Breaking ball fouled, first base side. Good at bat here from Pacheco. Sitting 224, 24 hits this year, 3 home runs, 11 driven in. 20-year-old, 6'3", 225-pounder from the left side of the plate. Against the righty, Mitch Myers. Throws back to first. Close play. Winkler puts the tag on Young, but he's back in safely. Myers' ERA sits just under 4 coming into his fifth start. Gave up the run in the second, but nothing so far here in the third. The pitch. Twisted up in the air, third base side. Going out towards left. Elliott, a long run in foul territory. Comes back, makes the catch, and he throws it into Muncy at short. Two outs. Well, it's our first couple of days watching Clark Elliott, who came up from Stockton. The A's second round pick this past year. And the two fly balls we've seen out in foul territory, he's overrun. He did that actually yesterday in the seventh. He was still able to make the catch. Here's Justice Bigby. The pitch, that goes off the knob of his bat as he checked it. Foul, strike one. Yesterday, Clark on the first pitch of the seventh came flying over into foul territory on his knees and actually overslid and had to reach back and make the catch. And he still did. The pitch, up high, 1-1. And today on that foul ball, again, he overran it a little bit and had to reach back behind him to make the grab, but still, he was able to do it. 1-1 pitch. That's down low, 2-1 to Justice Bigby. We talked about it. Bigby had a huge game. A big game, one would say, for Bigby. 3 hits yesterday, a walk. Scored 2 runs, drove into with his 2-run homer. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball in on the hands from Mitch Myers. That was a thing of beauty. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes on Bigby. Myers trying to get through 3 innings with only 1 run allowed and keep this Lugnut lead intact. They're up 2-1 with 2 outs and 1 on in the third. Righty on righty. The 2-2 pitch. Outside corner called strike 3. He didn't get the calls against Pacheco. He gets it here against Bigby. That's the first strikeout for Myers. And he keeps a runner stranded after the third single today for the Whitecaps. So they get no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. We head to the fourth. Lansing 2, West Michigan 1.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, to the top of the fourth we go. Lansing leading 2-1 here at LMCU Ballpark. Thanks so much for joining us. The fans up out of their seats as T-shirts are being tossed here. They love that. Just coming up on 7 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. Clark Elliott steps in. First pitch outside. Ball one as Wilcal Hernandez goes back to work. 2-1 our score. Nuts getting the 2-run double from Susak in the third. That's the difference. The pitch. Down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Well, Clark Elliott still looking for his first base hit as a Lugnut. He was promoted and played in his first game yesterday. Pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Elliott, the 69th overall pick last year out of Barrington, Illinois. He's an all Big Ten first teamer. Pitch, lifted out to shallow center field. Coming in on a sprint is Campo, still running, and underneath of it, snatches the ball above his head for the first out of the fourth. Elliott batted just short of 270 in Stockton in 26 games with a couple doubles, a triple, and a home run. And again, if he can get going, you would expect he may have a chance to lead off. CJ Rodriguez steps in. First pitch down low, ball one. 2-1 Nuts here in the top of the fourth. Will Cal Hernandez back out there for his fourth inning of work. The pitch home. Swatted out to center field. Back goes Campos, still running towards the track, and slows up and makes the catch. Two outs. Pretty good swing by Rodriguez, but you really got to whack it to get it out here at LMCU Ballpark. The ball just dies in the outfield. 4-0-2 to center field. So with two outs, that brings up Saheed Valenzuela. For one with a ground out to third. The pitch home. Squares to bunt, pulls it back. Ball one. Will Cal Hernandez was a part of that trade for infielder Ian Kinsler back on December 13th, 2017. He came over to the Tigers. The pitch in there, strike one. So he's been with West Michigan a couple of times. Remember, they were A-ball back in 18 and 19 when he was with them. Now high A. The pitch. That's a little bit low, 2-1. 2018 with him, he had an ERA just under 5, 2-5 on the season. Started 12 times. And 21 starts in 2019. The pitch kicked back off the netting. Hernandez in 2019 with West Michigan, ERA sat under 4. That one of his best ERAs in full season ball. In 101 innings, he had 90 strikeouts and 26 walks. 2-2, up and out, three balls, two strikes. And last year he was in the Florida State League in A-ball. ERA was 4.5 through 14 games and 13 starts. And now this is seventh start this year. The pitch, swatted up, third base side, and that one tailing away. Good at bat here from Valenzuela. He faced Lansing back on April 12th. And in that game at Jackson Field, he went 3 1/3 innings, gave up 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 were earned with 2 walks, 2 strikeouts in a 9-4 West Michigan win. The pitch. Shot on the ground to third. One hop picked by Pacheco. Backhand throws to first in time. Second time that Saheed Valenzuela has grounded out over to third. And that's a 1-2-3 fourth. Elliott, Rodriguez, and Valenzuela go down. 2 flyouts, 1 groundout. We head to the home half of the fourth. 2-1, Lansing leading West Michigan at LMCU Ballpark.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Off to the bottom of the fourth we go. The first pitch from Mitch Myers dropped in beautifully with the breaking ball. Strike one. 2-1, Lugnuts leading. Chris Myers, Josh Crouch, and Austin Murr at the plate. The pitch, swatted foul. Strike two to Mitch Myers. Reached on an error from Jack Winkler in that first inning. And Myers calls time here. And they all baby blue uniforms today for West Michigan. Great look for the Caps. The pitch, up high, one ball, two strikes. Next offering, that's outside, two balls, two strikes. 13th round selection in 2021 by the Tigers out of TOL, EDO, the Mid-American Conference, and the Toledo Rockets. Good home run hitter. It's the MAC Player of the Year in 2021. Slices this one up and foul. It remains two balls, two strikes. It was a third-team All-American that year as well. Tied the Toledo school home run record. And won the MAC Triple Crown for the first time since 1998. Here's a pitch that's lifted over Muncy's head in the shallow left center field. It's a base hit. So the former Triple Crown winner will scamper back to the bag as the Lugnuts get in it quickly, but he's the fourth hit today against Mitch Myers. 15 home runs, by the way. That tied the school record for the Rockets. Usually play 50-plus games in college baseball, depending on if any get rained out or obviously if you make it to the NCAA tournament, which the Rockets never did in Myers' time. Here's Josh Crouch. Pitch. That's in there. Strike one. 2-1, Lugnuts leading. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Bottom of the fourth, you know, means we need to ask some trivia. Myers pitch home. Broken bat lifted out towards short. It's picked by Muncy. Steps on second. Throws to first in time. Double play. It's the second double play of the game. This one a 6-3 double play for the Nuts. And there's two outs. Well, Myers never even ran because, well, I think he thought Muncy was going to catch that clean. So he had to wait. Muncy short picked it. It was the same exact way the first double play happened in the second. And now the bases are clear with two outs. Well, that works great for Lansing. The pitch, that's in there, but down low, ball one. And did that ball hit him? Yes. They say that Austin Murr was hit by the pitch. So that's the second time that he's been hit, and the second time it was very difficult to tell because he just stood there and took it. There's a breaking ball in at the feet. So Murr is on with two outs. Here comes Luis Garcia. 2-1, Lugnuts leading in the bottom of the fourth. LMCU ballpark. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike one. Myers has really settled in, only spraying around those four hits he's allowed, all singles. Pitch home. On the outside corner, strike two. All right, trivia question today. Today, May 11th, Pete Rose. He stole second, third, and home in one inning for the Phillies. It was the first time someone had done this in the National League since. Who? The pitch? Up high inside. Rodriguez looked like he was going to throw to first. Kept it. And it's 1-2. Pete Rose, he stole second, third, and home all in one inning for the Phillies. There's only, it was the first time this had happened since this guy did it. The pitch, that's lifted out to left field, but tailing foul, and it's out of play. Remains one ball, two strikes. You know the answer? You want to take a guess on who also accomplished this feat earlier than Pete Rose. At Adam Jacks on Twitter, you can DM or tweet at me, or Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugNuts.com, the broadcast booth email. The pitch, breaking ball, just misses, and it's 2-2. Some great feats in Major League Baseball accomplished over the years. And that's certainly one that has not been done often, stealing second, third, and home in one inning. The pitch, kicked back off the netting, and Garcia stays alive. 2-1 Nuts, we're in the bottom of the fourth. Just over an hour in at LMCU Ballpark. Lansing desperately needing to get back in the win column as they've dropped two games below 500 with their two losses this week. The pitch, breaking ball is up. Rodriguez comes out of his crouch and was looking to throw. Just a fake there from Austin Murr at first base. Lugnuts have turned two more double plays. They're 28th and 29th this year after they turned three double plays in Tuesday's opener. Throw back to first and Winkler wasn't on the bag, and that ball goes to the bullpen and right. Around second, Murr speeding towards third. And over to pick it up, Valenzuela will throw it in. A play at the plate, Murr slides in, he's safe. And the second error of the game costs the Lugnuts a run and the lead. We have seen that once already this year from Lansing, where they go to throw over to first and nobody is at the bag. And just like that, it's 2-2. Myers didn't look. He just turned and threw it over to first. Winkler wasn't on the bag. He was in his position, and that ball got out to the bullpen, and nobody got there in time. The pitch, that's fouled back. And it remains 3-2. Well, the errors have really hurt the Lugnuts tonight. It could be up 2-0 in this game if not for those. 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball lifted shallow right field. Butler over to his left. Underneath of it comes in a step. Lifts his mitt above his head and makes the catch. And that's going to do it. But the Lugnuts, on an error from Mitch Myers, throwing back to first, give up a run. And we are tied at 2 after 4. We'll be back to LMCU Ballpark right after this.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the top of the fifth we go. Aribiel Angeles steps in the first pitch. Takes it, strike one. Happy birthday to Aribiel Angeles. Turns the big 21 today. Pitch home. Swings and misses. No balls, 2 strikes. Angeles born on May 11th, 2002 out of the Dominican Republic. Traded to the A's last year from the Padres. Pitch, checked it. Did he go around? No. And lays off the slider, 1-2. So very cool on Angeles. A base hit and a stolen base and the first run today for the Nuts. We're tied 2-2. The pitch. Hard hit on the ground, backhand in the hole at short by Garcia. Sets, throws to first, and just gets Angeles by a step. Looked like he may have another base hit right there, but a good play over at short by Garcia. So with one out, that'll send us back to the top of the order for Johnny Butler. Tied at two after the throwing error to first. There was error that aided that first run for the Whitecaps in the second. Lansing scored both runs in the third. First pitch on the outside corner, strike one to Johnny Butler. He's 0 for 2 today, flied out both times to left and then to first base. The pitch, low and outside, 1-1. Johnny trying to get going. 16 hits in his 78 at-bats, average just up over 200 for the left-hander. Will Cal Hernandez throws. Low and inside, 2-2. Well, the Nuts have scored just 2 runs, but they have walked 4 times. And that's helped by only having 2 hits to get those 2 runs. Pitch. Checked it. It's wide, 3-1. Could they potentially walk again? Just 1 walk yesterday. Johnny Butler would love to get aboard here with 1 out. Help the Lugnuts get that lead back. The pitch. On the ground, 2 hop to first. Myers has it, runs it to the bag, tags it with his right foot. 2 outs. So Johnny Butler's 0 for 3. And now that'll bring up Max Muncy. Two to two in the top of the fifth with the bases clear. Muncy today, 0 for 1. Sacrifice bunt in the third as well. The pitch. Low and outside, 1. Muncy out of California, signed for just short of $3 million as the 25th overall pick in 2021. Pitch, checked it, and it's outside. 2-0. Out of Thousand Oaks, California, the Thousand Oaks Lancers. 0-2 pitch. Lifted out to left center field, hit pretty well. Campos is going towards the wall, and over comes the left fielder, Big B, and a basket catch in front of the video board onto the warning track. Well, it certainly looked like Campos was going to be the one to try and get to that, and then Big B came out of nowhere and takes away a base hit on a basket grab in deep left center field. Great job to rob Max Muncy, who's now 0 for 2, and the Nuts unable to get anything going. We head to the home half of the fifth, still tied at 2 on the west side of the state.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
And it is a pretty well-filled ballpark at that. A lot of Whitecaps fans in attendance. First pitch, Mitch Myers puts it upstairs. 1. Carlos Mendoza, Chase Young, Roberto Campos. The 3 due up, 9-1-2. 2-2 our score between the Nuts and the Whitecaps. Pitch, that's in there on the outside corner. Strike one. Good performance here from Myers. He's settled in 71 pitches coming into this frame, 44 for strikes. Throws, breaking ball, swatted foul, third base side. Outside of a couple errors by the Nuts, which is rare, they had had 20 coming in their 30th game tonight. The pitch, that's swatted foul, and it's 1-2 still. But two errors that have helped the Whitecaps get both their runs and certainly don't want to help West Michigan out at all with how well their offense has played in the first two games of this series and this season. 2-2 up high. But with that said, Lansing had that two-run third. They've now scored all their runs in one inning in each game. See if that changes. The pitch, up high, ball four. That's the first walk that Myers has issued tonight. And the Lugnuts, I apologize, that's 3-2. Now the pitch. And that's whacked down the third base side, out of play. Over the Lugnuts bullpen area, they've got an arm warming down there as that pitch count continues to rise for Mitch Myers. Looks like it's Tyler Baum who's getting warm. 3-2. Line drive right at the second baseman. Valenzuela makes the catch, and that's going to do it. So Mendoza out, and a great way to turn the card over. Only four hits for the Whitecaps after they poured in double-digit efforts the last 2 days. First pitch breaking ball up high to Jace Young, ball one. 2-2 our score in the bottom of the fifth, LMCU Ballpark. Myers turns and throws. Breaking ball hits the outside corner, strike one. Young 1-for-2 tonight with a base hit in the field. They congratulate him on a good effort. And that's going to do it for him, going 4 1/3 innings. And Tyler Baum indeed will come in. So Tyler Baum, the right-hander, enters for the Nuts. 6'2", 205-pound, 25-year-old from Florida, second-round selection in 2019 out of North Carolina. Baum so far, ERA just up over 3 through 7 games. 8 2/3 innings, he's given up 4 runs, 3 were earned with 4 walks, 10 strikeouts. Opponents batting just 100, though, against the righty. He enters with a runner at first and one out. But in a 2-2 game, and again, it has been lopsided the first two nights, 14-5. West Michigan jumped all over the Lugnuts on Tuesday. And then yesterday, 9-3, after the Lugnuts scored 3 runs in that second inning. West Michigan put up 6 in the next 2 half innings, ended up getting 3 more and scoring the final 9 runs of the game. So today, a different story. And whether it's a close win or not, the Lugnuts need to find a way to pull this one out and get back into this series, as they have dropped those first two. They split in Lansing back in mid-April. West Michigan won 3 straight, though, in that series before the Nuts won the final 2. Roberto Campos steps in. The first pitch up high outside, ball one. Baum's next pitch. Lifted up, first base side, foul territory. Winkler trying to find it underneath of it. And he reaches up, makes the catch. And there's the second out. So that is well done. Great job by Jack to look that in as he fought the sun. Baum the last time out, picked up the win against Dayton as he threw one inning. Give up no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. First pitch to Isaac Pacheco. Swing and a miss. Cut on one outside the zone. 2-2 our score in the bottom of the fifth at LMCU Ballpark. Baum out of Orlando, Florida. In West Orange High School. Pitch. Swing and a miss. He took something off that. No balls, two strikes. Baum with a four-seam fastball, curve, slider, and a change. Second round pick in 2019 throws. Swing and a miss. There's that breaking ball, and down goes Pacheco. Second strikeout tonight for Lugnuts pitching. And again, West Michigan leaves a runner stranded at first base. Jace Young after the walk. Well done there by Baum to come in and clean up the line for Mitch Myers. Tied at two as we're off to the sixth on the west side of the state at LMCU Ballpark.
Ms. Flumsey, no one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Off we go to the top of the sixth. The first pitch, line drive out to right field, sinking, and it's a base hit off the bat of Jack Winkler. And he greets Blake Halib with a base hit. Nuts have their leadoff man on in the sixth. Kind of a sinking, looping liner there, but it got over the head of Mendoza at second. And Jack Winkler, how about his night? Two walks and a base hit. He has done well tonight in the three hole. Lansing trying to retake the lead. Tied 2-2 thanks to this man, Daniel Susak. A two-run double back in the third. As he comes around this order for a third time. The pitch, swing and a miss on the high fastball. Good size for Halib on the hill. 6'6", 230, the 24-year-old. Made his West Michigan debut last year in 2022. He spent most of his time in low-A Lakeland. The pitch, swing and a foul tip, held on to. No balls, two strikes against Susak. Halib was drafted by the Tigers in the 15th round in 2021 out of St. Ed's University. That's a Division II school. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Changed it up there on Susak and fooled him. Strikeout number one tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts. Wilkel Hernandez did not strike out any nuts. Blake Halib able to get one in his second batter faced. Lansing struck out 11 times last night. Here's Junior Perez, 2-2, top six. One on, one out. The pitch. Kicked back off the netting. Strike one. Halib, by the way, he was one of just 22 players in that 2021 Major League Baseball draft that was drafted from a Division II school. How about that, though? We talked about these young players coming up and Everyone thinking you have to go Power 5, D1. The pitch, there goes Winkler. The ball gets in and low away from Crouch. And Jack Winkler has his second stolen base today. Boy, is he having himself a great game offensively. And this has got to feel good because Jack has had a couple of errors the last two nights. But he's right back in scoring position. He scored the second run in the third. The only half inning where the Lugnuts scored thanks to that two-run Susak double. Now can Perez or maybe Elliott knock him in? 2-2 our score in the sixth. The pitch popped up in the infield behind the mound. Mendoza at second comes in, gets out of the way as Garcia over from shortstop, basically in the second base position, makes the grab. Two outs. So it's Clark Elliott's turn. Does he have his first Lugnuts base hit and RBI ready to go potentially in this at bat? In his home state, in terms of collegiately, the Michigan Wolverine out of Illinois. The pitch home. Lifted out to center field. Campos is on the run, but stops to his left, makes the catch. And on one pitch, that's it for Clark Elliott. Flies out to center field. So a leadoff hit for Winkler, then a steal, but a strikeout and two flyouts. And the threat, we're going to head to the bottom of the sixth, still tied at two between the Lansing Lugnuts and the West Michigan Whitecaps.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off to the bottom of the sixth. Thanks so much to Vince and Ken and Alex and all the guys for bringing us back on Lugnuts broadcast. The first pitch down low, ball one to Justice Bigby. Quieter night tonight for him. He's 1-for-2 with a base hit and a strikeout. Reminder, the A's will be back in action at home tonight, 9:40. First pitch. That throw is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Taking on the Rangers. What a season so far for Texas. 22-14 while the A's sit at 8-30. The pitch home. Buzzed up on Bigby as he bends back out. Three balls, no strikes. It's Tyler Baum who's back out after Mitch Myers went 4 1/3. Myers gave up four hits, two runs. Each, though, were unearned. The pitch. That's a high strike one called on the outside corner to save the at-bat here against Bigby. One strikeout, one walk, and 86 pitches for Myers. Good work. A lot of balls in play. Defense, for the most part, did well. Pitch. Lifted out to right field. Backing up is Butler. Turns, leaps up, and makes the catch. Oh, that was a tricky one. Butler was flat-footed and thought he was just going to be able to backpedal a couple of steps. And then that ball just kept going. So he turned and started running and then had to reach his arm up at the last second to snag it from going over his head. But it all works the same. It's an out. Now here comes Chris Myers. 1-for-2 tonight. First pitch down low. Ball one. We're tied at two in the bottom of the sixth. Much closer game tonight than we saw in the first two games. West Michigan scored 14 on Tuesday and 9 yesterday. The pitch home. That's in there, strike one. The Lugnuts still trying to figure out how to get some consistent offense. Batting just under 230 collectively as a team on the season through the first 29 games. The pitch, way outside, 2-1. In the meantime, West Michigan leads the league in a lot of categories, including team batting average, up over 260. Scored over 150 runs. Pitch. That's outside, 3-1. Compare that to the Lugnuts, who have scored just up over 105. Two more tonight, give them 110. The pitch. That's inside and high, ball four. It's a five-pitch walk. Second one issued tonight by Lugnuts pitching. So now it's Josh Crouch that steps in. 2-2 our score. In the bottom of the sixth here at LMCU Ballpark. Baum throws. Inside corner, strike one. Crouch was taking the whole way. You can't blame him after Bigby got ahead 3-0 and Myers was ahead 3-1 before he walked. Baum's 0-1. Sliced foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. Crouch 6-1, 205. The 24-year-old didn't play yesterday. Oh, my mistake, yes he did. He was 2-for-4 in yesterday's game. Had that 2-run double in that 5-run third. Bumped up to the 6th spot today. The pitch dropped in there a little bit low. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Was a really good white cap last year. Batted 290 with 10 homers and 61 driven in. The pitch. A little bit wide, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 11th round selection out of Central Florida, where he was second team all AAC in 2021. Top 30 prospect in the Tigers org. Pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Nice job by Baum. And there's 2 outs. Tyler Baum continues to have a great season so far for the Lansing Lugnuts. He's trying to keep this a 2-2 game and keep Myers stranded at first after that walk. Austin Murr stands in the way. Bound set from the stretch. Belt high hold, kicks and throws. Swing and it's fouled back, strike one. Shade starting to take over nearly half of the infield. It's right in front of the mound where the shade stops and the rest of the diamond in the sun. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike two. It's perfectly placed here because the majority of the crowd is all in the shade. Then again, with how many chilly days we've had to open May and really open 2023, sure, a lot of the fans want to be sitting in the sun today, but the only people left in the sun are the ones down the first base side and into the berm in right. 0-2. On the ground, hard hit, foul, first base side. Austin Murr, a chopping swing, but that would have been trouble. I'm not sure if Jack Winkler would have been able to get to it, even with how close he was playing at first base. As that ball was smoked. Big crowd, as you would expect, on a thirsty Thursday. And a buzzing crowd at that here in West Michigan. Up here in Comstock Park. The pitch, swinging a tapper foul. No balls, 2 strikes. Baum trying to work through this bottom of the sixth. The 0-2. There goes the runner. Pitches up high. Rodriguez throws down to second. Swipe tag from Muncy, and it's just late. And Myers has a swipe. That's the first attempt And the first steal this year for Chris Myers. The Toledo Rocket bursting into second base just before Muncy got that tag down. 1-2. High pop-up first base side, foul territory. Winkler jogging over to the left of first base, backs up, makes the catch. And that is the third and final out. So a stolen base, but no harm done. Outside of the walk allowed, everything else good from Baum. We head to the seventh. Anybody's game, tied at two here in West Michigan.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
It's been a good one so far as we head to the seventh. Two-thirds of the way done and still need to decide who's going to win this thing. Tied at two, Lugnuts and Whitecaps. C.J. Rodriguez in the bottom third of the card. Due up, first pitch. Checked it. It's in there. Strike one. Rodriguez, Sahid Valenzuela, and Eurybiel Angeles. The three batters coming up for the Nuts. Can they score in two half innings in one game this week? The pitch home. That's up high. One ball, one strike. Say that tongue-in-cheek, but seriously, the Lugnuts have only scored in one half inning now in all three of the games. It was five runs in the eighth on Tuesday, three runs in the second yesterday, two runs in the third today. The pitch lifted out to center field in front of Campos coming in, though. It hangs up. He makes the catch. And there's one out. That's a good at-bat, though, from Rodriguez. He's hit the ball hard out to center field, but again, it is tough to get him out here in West Michigan. Now Sahid Valenzuela steps in. He's hit the ball hard a couple of times the opposite way to Isaac Pacheco at third, then out both times. Blake Halib's pitch. Kicked back. Strike one. Two runs for the Nuts in the third. West Michigan got one in the second. They also got one in the fourth. The good news, though, the Lugnuts have kept West Michigan in check in the offensive column. They had 30 hits combined through the first two games. West Michigan, although out-hitting the Nuts, have just four tonight. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Whitecaps. The pitch popped up. Shallow center field. Back goes Garcia from short. He's underneath of it and makes the catch. There's two outs. On the other side, Lansing with two runs on three hits and two errors. Very peculiar to see the Lugnuts have one error, but to have multiple errors, we have not seen that much of at all this year. I don't know if the Lugnuts have had a two-error game. Here's Eurybiel Angeles. Chopper hit over towards short on two hops, waiting for it. Garcia guns to first, and he gets the speeding Angeles. And newly turned 21-year-old as of today, as the Lugnuts go down in order, One, two, three. Rodriguez, Valenzuela, and Angeles. So we will stretch it out and head to the bottom of the seventh. Still tied at two here at LMCU Ballpark.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, take me out to the ball game. Well sung by the crowd here at LMCU Ballpark. Thanks so much for joining us here. The High A affiliates of the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics doing battle in Comstock Park. So far, squared at two. Luis Garcia, Carlos Mendoza, and Jace Young do up here against the new man on the mound, John Beller. First pitch, bunted foul, third base side. First lefty tonight for the Lugs. Beller, the 5'11", 195-pound, 24-year-old from Hermosa Beach, California. Signed as a free agent here in 2023 out of USC. Beller set from the slab and throws. Down low, one ball, one strike. So he takes over for Tyler Baum. He did a great job keeping this game tied at two. Coming in for Mitch Myers. Beller throws. That's down low. Two balls in a strike. Baum went an inning, two-thirds. No hits, no runs. One walk and two strikeouts. Another great day for Tyler Baum. The pitch. Checked it. Breaking ball was low and Garcia laid off of it. 3-1. We're going to answer that trivia question for you here in this seventh inning. Had a couple of guesses sent in. I'm going to get to that one. Another today in baseball history. Some great stories around Major League Baseball. 3-1, swatted out, up into the air, shallow right, long run, Butler coming in, out goes Valenzuela, a sliding basket catch as he used his chest to help bring that one in. Great grab by Saheed Valenzuela. Kind of hit out in that Bermuda Triangle area, and he was the only one that was going to be able to get to it. Because it was hit so weakly, Johnny Butler wasn't going to be able to get there in time. Nice grab by Valenzuela for the first out of the seventh. Here's Carlos Mendoza. The pitch squares to bunt. He offered, says home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. It's strike one, and Mendoza can't believe it. 2-2 our score in the bottom of the seventh. We have not had any runs since West Michigan tied it in the fourth after a throw back to first from Mitch Myers, but nobody was there. Austin Murr came all the way around to score. Swing, and that's foul tipped. Strike two. So the question today that we asked you back in the fourth was based off Pete Rose, who stole second, third, and home in one inning for the Phillies on this day back in 1980. And he was the first player to do that since who? That was our question. The pitch. Up high, one ball, two strikes. Paul Hammerly sent in an email and said, how about Ty Cobb? Marsha Bullard also checked in. She said Ty Cobb as well. who did it four times. The pitch, line drive out to right center field, and that is one hopped in front of Perez, who knocks it down. And does a good job staying in front as he kind of swiped at it. Got a base hit for Mendoza, one on with one out. Marcia says Ty Cobb did it four times. The interesting thing she found was two former Lugnuts did it. How about that? Kevin Pillar did it back on March 31st, 2018, and then John Birdie did it for the Marlins back in 2020. Birdie and Pillar, former Lugs. First pitch to Jace Young. That's in there. Strike one. So thank you to Paul and Marcia. They both guessed Ty Cobb. They both are not incorrect, but that is not the answer we were looking for tonight. The 0-1. That's in there. Strike two. It was Jackie Robinson. The last National Leaguer to pull off this feat was Jackie Robinson in 1954 before Pete Rose, at 39 years old, did it in 1980. Do you believe in miracles? Go back to first. And Carlos Mendoza in there safely. Remarkable. Pete Rose, a great player, a great bat, not known for his stolen bases, every stolen base in one half inning, but he did it in 1980. The pitch, swinging a bouncer past the lunging Winkler into right field. Around second, Mendoza speeding towards third, and they're at the corners with one out in the seventh against John Beller and the Lugnuts. Well, again, there's been a lot of baseballs tonight for the Whitecaps that haven't been hit extremely hard, but they've found some holes in this Lugnuts infield. And because of that, they are threatening again here in the seventh. It shows you, though, how much better Lansing has done pitching against them as Don Schulze paces out there to have a word with Beller. All seven hits tonight, or all six hits, rather, have been singles. Two singles in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth, and then two in the seventh. So a quick visit there for Don Schulze, the pitching coach for the Lansing Lugnuts. John Beller trying to settle things down here and get out of this one. Lansing has turned two double plays. Do they have a third double play in them tonight? This would be the biggest of the game, arguably, with a score tied at two in the seventh. Beller faces Roberto Campos, and the first pitch is down low, ball one. Averages under 3.5 for Beller through six games, 5 1/3 innings, giving up two earned runs, one homer, two walks, eight strikeouts. The pitch home. That's down low. Great block by Rodriguez. Had to slide to his left and keep that thing in front of him. But it's a 2-0 count on Campos. He's batting nearly 270 this year with 17 driven in, 28 hits, and three home runs. Now you got to be careful with the right-hander with runners at the corners in a tie game in the seventh. Lugnuts need a big couple of plays. The pitch. That's up high, three balls and no strikes. Isaac Pacheco looms on deck. This Whitecap crowd, who has been quiet for most of the night because of good Lugnuts pitching, is ready to explode. 3-0 pitch. Campos fights it foul, first base side. Austin Murr came around to tie the score, as we mentioned, in the fourth after Myers threw it away at first, and this crowd was alive and well. They were loud when Murr came all the way from first to score. 3-1. Tapper foul, third base side, 3-2. Great job here by Beller to get back in the count against Roberto Campos. Top 15 prospects in the Tigers organization, number 13 rated by MLB Pipeline. 19-year-old, 6'3", 200 pounds. The pitch. Foul, third base side, right above the Lugnuts dugout. First time in West Michigan as he was on the roster to open the 2023 season. 250 career hitter in 151 games over the last two seasons in the Tigers org. 3-2 pitch. Checked it. It's down low. Did he offer? No. And ball four, and the bases are loaded for the second time in this game with Whitecaps. So here comes this crowd with Isaac Pacheco, a top 15 Tigers prospect again. 12th rated by MLB Pipeline, stepping in. Second round selection in 2021. The pitch on the ground towards short, could be two. Muncy flips to second, throw back to first. That's in time. It's a double play. The third tonight, started by Max Muncy. A 6-4-3 double play. And the Nuts are out of the bases loaded jam. We will head to the eighth, tied at two at LMCU Ballpark.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
The Lugnuts wiggling their way out of another bases-loaded jam with another double play. Their third turn tonight. It keeps this game tied at two. Johnny Butler digs in, first pitch, and that's in there. Strike one from the new man on the mound, Tyler Madison. The right-hander, 6'4", 235. Fourth-round selection in 2021 out of Fort Ann, New York. And out of Bryant University. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Butler down 0-2. He's 0-for-3 tonight. Two flyouts and a groundout. Lugnuts have not scored since the third inning. Be a good time to get some runs here in the eighth with this game tied at two. The pitch home. Up high outside. Ball one. Madison making his 11th appearance tonight. ERA just up over 3.5. Through 15 innings, he's given up 6 earned runs. 27 strikeouts. 5 walks. He's allowed 3 home runs, though. The pitch. In there, called strike three on Butler. Got him with the curveball. Just the second strikeout tonight for Lugnuts hitting. And Madison has one away. Fastball, curve, and a changeup for Madison. A starter at Bryant University, where he went 24-9 in four seasons. ERA sat at 3.5. Racked up 233 career strikeouts. First pitch to Muncy in there, strike one. Quiet day for Max. 0-for-2, but he did hit one hard out to left center field in his last at bat. It was a great basket running catch from Justice Bigby to rob one up the gap. The pitch, one hopped in front of home plate. 1-1. Set it tonight multiple times. The Lugnuts are trying to string together runs in more than one half inning for the first time in this series. Scored in one half inning on Tuesday, Wednesday, and so far just one tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss. Challenge fastball, and Muncy was tardy. West Michigan just had the bases loaded in the bottom half of the seventh with one out, and Muncy helped turn the inning-ending double play. The pitch, up high. Two balls, two strikes. Max wears number three, and he has started all three double plays tonight. Two have come with the bases loaded. How about that? 2-2 pitch. Lifted out to right center field. Hit pretty well, but playable as Murr goes over to his right. Over to his left comes Campos. Floating back makes the catch. Two outs. You think about the two errors that the Nuts had earlier in this game that affected West Michigan, scoring both runs, as both of Mitch Meyer's runs allowed were unearned. You'd think they could be up 2-0, but you also have to think, where would West Michigan be if the Lugnuts hadn't turned three double plays? Here's Jack Winkler, who's reached three times. First pitch down low, ball one. Lansing 2, West Michigan 2. Top 8, Adam Jackson with you tonight from LMCU Ballpark. We will be back here tomorrow morning. First pitch at 11 a.m. 1-0. Winkler swats it foul, third base side. Jack had a couple of home run hacks in the first in that 11-pitch at-bat where he eventually walked. Unfortunately, the home runs were foul to the left of that 317 foul pole. The pitch. That's a little bit low, 2-1. Boy, would it be something to get that first home run right now and break this 2-2 score. Lugnuts need some sort of offense to try and find a win in this series heading into game four tomorrow. A pitch home. Down low. Three balls and a strike. Could Jack Winkler reach again? We've seen the Winkler walk twice tonight. Back in the first and the third, and then a base hit in the sixth. He swiped two bags as well. Great night at the plate for Jack. The pitch. That's in there at the knees. Strike two. Close to being another walk. Jack will dig back in. 21 hits this year. Averaged just up over 220. 8 driven in and 12 runs scored in 95 at-bats. It's a payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. So Tyler Madison comes in to face the top of the order, and he does the trick with two strikeouts and a flyout. And we are off to the bottom of the eighth, still tied at two in West Michigan from LMCU Ballpark.
See, no one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the eighth we go, tied at two in West Michigan. A good one in the third of six games this week between the Nuts and the Whitecaps. Thanks for joining us here as John Beller comes back out. First pitch, swing and a miss, and a big one at that from Justice Bigby. That looked like a home run swing, trying to give West Michigan the lead, but not to be. Bigby tonight, 1-for-3. Beller the pitch. Breaking ball is sprayed up into the light blue sky, but twisting foul towards the Berman right. 0-2. Well, Beller danced his way out of two singles and a walk. The bases were loaded with one out. Max Muncy started a 6-4-3 double play, the third turn tonight by the Nuts to keep this game tied. Pitch down low. 1-2. Lugnuts looking to get their first win this week against West Michigan away from home. They took 3 against the Caps back in April. First time they played. The pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. That one into the dirt. Rodriguez steps into fair territory. Throws to first, and Winkler softly steps on first base. One out. Almost like a slow-mo where he put his foot down. That's the first strikeout for John Beller. And there's one away. Now here's Chris Myers. Myers, 1-for-2 tonight with a walk and a stolen base and a base hit. The pitch home. Lefty takes it inside. Ball one. Wanted to take a peek around the Oakland Athletics organization tonight. It's everybody in action and a familiar name pitching against them in Las Vegas. For the Isotopes, Jeff Criswell will face his old squad. Next pitch is inside. 2-0. Criswell, remember, traded to the Rockies for Chad Smith back in early December. 2-0 pitch. Swatted foul. Third base side. Great to see him up at the AAA level. He has struggled so far this year, though, with the Isotopes. He's got an ERA up over 11 in 5 starts. Make his 6th start here tonight. The pitch, twisting wide, 3-1. 24 strikeouts, 15 walks, but he's allowed 25 earned runs and 7 home runs. So, Criswell, you get a chance to pitch against the Oakland Athletics AAA affiliate Las Vegas tonight. Jorge Ruiz goes. The pitch is in there, strike 2. Vegas 16-19. That one will be at 10:05 tonight. They're underway down between Midland and Amarillo. No score there as Jake Walkinshaw is throwing. Here's a bouncing ball towards second. Charging is Valenzuela. Flips to first in time. 2 outs. That one looked like it just started a couple of minutes ago, but they are underway. The Rockhounds 16-13. And then the Stockton Ports, they will play later tonight at 9:30. Stockton struggling this year, just 6-22. Quick look around the org here in West Michigan. We're tied at 2 between the Nuts and Caps. The pitch. That's down low, ball 1 to Josh Crouch. John Beller in there. He's thrown a lot of balls here in this outing. 31 pitches, 18 have been in the zone, but he's been able to work around them and only allowed one walk. The pitch, hard hit over towards short, and a lunging snow cone grab by Max Muncy running towards the left of the diamond. Takes away a base hit from Crouch, and we are through 8 and still tied at 2. Off to the final inning between the Nuts and the Whitecaps from LMCU Ballpark.
Deucing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Oh, it's a beautiful night for baseball, and what a great game we've had so far. 2-2 through 8 innings. Let's head to the ninth and see if the Lugnuts can find a way to get some late runs and maybe sneak out on this Thursday night and damper the mood of the crowd and pick up a victory. Got the middle of the order due up. Daniel Susak, Junior Perez, and Clark Elliott against the righty Tyler Madison. First pitch. Nabs the inside corner, strike one. It was Susak that delivered the big two-run double back in the third. That's still holding up as the only two runs tonight for Lansing. The pitch home. Breaking ball is lifted up, first base side. Look out over there. And in it goes to the bleachers. And there was a guy over there that was going to go for that baseball, but he didn't put his hands out. I don't think he saw it at the last second. Now he's having a chuckle. It didn't hit him, though. The pitch, in on the hand, sprayed up, first base side, foul territory. Myers going over there, and that bounds off the walkway ramp and up into the berm. Remains no balls, two strikes. You applaud the fans that are courageous enough to try and reach out and grab the baseball. Even if they don't have a glove, maybe no baseball experience, but they're giving it their best shot. And certainly makes it better when they don't get hit with the baseball. You don't want that. The 0-2 pitch. Line drive the other way. Base hit for Susak as it's down the line. Murr comes over to cut it off. And Daniel Susak with a two-hit game. And does that trigger the offense to get going here in the ninth? He continues to heat up, as we've mentioned. Had that great homestand back-to-back weeks for the Nuts. Already extended his on-base streak to 12 games today with that double back in the third. Now can he get some help behind him? Junior Perez stands in. 0-2 tonight with a walk. The pitch. Kicked back. Foul. Strike one. Lansing 2. West Michigan 2. And here we are just after 8 o'clock in the ninth inning. Started tonight's game just after 6. It has been a good one. Runs have been tough to come by. The pitch home. Lifted deep. Left center field. This is headed towards the video board. Campos is going back. He's at the wall. Reaches up. That ball's gone. Junior Perez unties us with his first home run of the season. That ball was launched. And it's 4-2 Lansing in the ninth. What a swing from Junior Perez. Oh my goodness. And the Nuts have their 16th home run. And Lansing jumps in front. How about that? That ball was scalded up into the atmosphere before it came down over the wall in left center, just in front of the board. Here's Clark Elliott. On the ground, one hop right up chest high to Mendoza at second. Flicks it to first. And there's one out on one pitch as Elliott 0-4 tonight. A big-time swing for Junior Perez. Lugnuts were hoping to get something, and he delivers that home run, his first as a Lansing Lugnut. And now it's C.J. Rodriguez's turn. The pitch dropped in there, strike one. 4-2 Nuts in the top of the ninth with one out. Next pitch, that's low and outside, one ball and one strike. For Perez, that is his first home run since September 2nd last year. And he's a home run hitter, but we hadn't seen it yet. gets it in one of the toughest parks to hit it in. We talked about that earlier, how balls usually stay in the yard. The pitch on the ground. That ball is right back up the middle, past the sliding Mendoza at second base. And that's a three-hit ninth inning for the Nuts. So Rodriguez is on with one out. 4-2 Nuts, top nine. Perez last year spent his time in Stockton, where he had 15 home runs, has 38 total home runs in minor league baseball. I think Jesse was telling me he made this a trivia question the other night of who has the most home runs professionally on this Lugnuts roster, and it's Junior Perez, and he gets his first as a Lansing Lugnut tonight in his 23rd game. Meeting on the mound right now, and the Nuts, for the first time in this series, have a lead in the ninth. For the first time in this series, the Nuts have scored multiple runs in different half innings. They had had runs only in one half inning in Tuesday and Wednesday's loss. Now they've got runs in the third and the ninth. By the way, every half inning that the Nuts have scored in this series, scored more than one run. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Sometimes baseball just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but we're happy tonight that it's making sense for the Nuts. Up by two with number two at the plate, Saheed Valenzuela. 0-3. Here's the pitch. High hopper off the plate, a jumping grab by Myers at first, throws to second, and a sliding grab made by Garcia. He was stretched out to the right of second to go down and get that as they force out Rodriguez. But that was a tough grab over there, nearly thrown away. 3-6 put out, two away. Valenzuela reaches on the fielder's choice. And now here comes the birthday boy, Eurybio Angeles, to see if the Lugnuts have any more damage in them tonight. They're up 4-2 in the top of the ninth. We'll see who they elect to bring out for the bottom of the ninth to try and pick up the save. The pitch home. Up high inside, Angeles just bobs out of the way. Looks like Jorge Juan is warming up down there. Yes, he is. How could you miss him? 6'9", 265. The pitch. Swatted foul, third base side. So it looks like the 6'9 right-hander will be tasked with coming in to try and win this game for the Nuts as they're up 4-2 in the top of the ninth thanks to Junior Perez. Long fly. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. That dropped out of the zone. 1-2. Madison set, throws. Chopper foul, third base side. It's 1-2. Angeles tonight, 1-for-3 on his birthday with a run and a stolen base. The pitch, kicked back off the netting. It remains 1-2 with Valenzuela at first base. Base hit from Susak. Two pitches later, a home run from Perez to left center. 4-2 Luggies in the ninth. They've equaled the six hits of West Michigan. The pitch reached on, bouncing ball foul, third base side. Right down to Craig Conklin. He makes the play. And the left-hander heaves it up, and a great snag by one of the fans. Conklin had already turned around to give signs to both Valenzuela and Angeles. Well, the fan was waving down. Yes, I caught it. Conk didn't see it. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. And Angeles is down on strikes. But the Nuts get two runs in the top of the ninth and untie us as we head to the bottom of the ninth. Lansing now three outs away thanks to a Junior Perez home run, the first as a Lugnut. Thank you.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
This raucous crowd for the West Michigan Whitecaps getting onto their feet, a t-shirt toss, and they're hoping a comeback in store. But Jorge Juan and the Nuts have other plans. 4-2 Lansing, thanks to the two-run homer in the top of this half inning from Junior Perez. And the Nuts now three outs away as they look to the tall righty out of the Dominican Republic. So he will face Austin Murr, Luis Garcia, and Carlos Mendoza here in the ninth. The first pitch home. That's in there, strike one. Hello to Jim Jarecki, who has stopped by, the GM for the West Michigan Whitecaps. We enjoy our visits into the visiting booth here every time we come into town. The pitch, that's outside, one ball, one strike. Austin Murr tonight is 0-for-1, but he was hit by a pitch twice in the second and the fourth. Hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. The pitch, that's outside, 2-1. Jorge Juan with an ERA under one in his eight games. Looking for his second save for the Nuts. The tall righty sets and throws. Popped up left side of the diamond, foul territory. Coming over is Angeles in front of the Lugnuts. Dug out, two hands above the head, makes the catch. And there's one out in the ninth. Great job by Juan right there. He got behind 2-1, then got one back in on the hands. And Murr, unable to keep it in play. So now it's Luis Garcia that steps in. By the way, 27 strikeouts for Juan, just 10 walks for the tall righty out of the Dominican Republic. The first pitch. That's in there, but a little bit high, ball one. 4-2 Nuts in the bottom of the ninth, two outs away from their first win here in West Michigan. The pitch home. Down low. Two balls, no strikes. Garcia tonight is 0-for-3, but it took a great grab from Saheed Valenzuela to rob him of a bloop single in his last at bat in the seventh. The pitch home. In there, strike one. Next pitch. Line drive out to center field. Hanging up, though. And Perez comes over, makes the catch. Two outs. Jorge Juan closing in on his second save. Signed as an international free agent back in 2017 at the age of 18. Re-signed with the A's entering this year. Carlos Mendoza stands in the way of a Nuts win. The pitch home. Swing and it's fouled back. Strike one. Lansing 4, West Michigan 2. The Lugnuts, after giving up 30 hits in the first two games of this series, have given up just 6 hits tonight and 2 runs. They scored 2 in the third and just got 2 in the top of this half inning, thanks to Junior Perez's homer to left center. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball. Mendoza chased. He was tardy. And West Michigan down to their last strike. Mendoza tonight, 1-for-3. Love to get him so you don't have to go back to the top of the card. 0-2. Breaking ball in there. Called strike 3. Jorge Juan lifts his arms in celebration, and the Lugnuts have come out and picked up their first win on the west side of the state. They take down the Whitecaps tonight, 4-2. Postgame show coming up next here from LMCU Ballpark as the Nuts are victorious.
This presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, 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 how about that? A Lugnuts victory in game 3 of this 6-game set on the west side of the state. 4-2, Nuts win thanks to the home run from Junior Perez. They turn 3 double plays tonight, and Lansing finds a way to win this thing. They got behind 1-0 in the second, and the bases were loaded in that half inning. It was an HBP that allowed the run to come in against Mitch Myers, but then one of those 3 double plays turned, and the Lugnuts were able to get out of the half inning on the next out. And then they racked up 2 runs in the third. A 2-run double from Daniel Susak in that third inning scored both Angeles and Jack Winkler. It was 2-1 until we moved to the fourth. In that fourth inning, Lansing had a runner, or West Michigan had a runner at first against Myers. He went to throw back to first, and nobody was there. Jack Winkler wasn't expecting it, so Murr came all the way around to score as that ball got out towards right field, in towards the bullpen area, and we had been tied at 2 since. Myers worked 4 1/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, each were unearned with a walk and a strikeout. And then Tyler Baum came in for an inning and 2/3 and kept West Michigan scoreless with 2 strikeouts. John Beller then threw 2 scoreless innings, and Jorge Juan wrapped it up with the save, his second this year. And that thanks to Junior Perez's 2-run shot in the ninth, his first home run as a Lugnut. And for Perez, as we mentioned earlier, his 38th career professional home run between his time with the Padres and then in Stockton a couple of seasons, and now Lansing in his 23rd game with the Lugnuts. He gets his first home run, and he does it at a pitcher-friendly park in West Michigan. Lugnuts with just their 16th home run. And tip of the cap to Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, who pointed this out. That is now the 7th final at-bat win for for Lansing as it comes over West Michigan. They had had 6 final at-bat wins. They get another one tonight. Now, this one wasn't in extra innings, but they've had their fair share of walk-offs with 4 this year. But now they've had 2 that have come on the road as well, and in the top of the ninth, they find a way with the 2-run shot, 4 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors tonight for the Nuts, but they turn 3 double plays to combat that, and now are 14-15 on the season. While West Michigan had 2 runs on 6 hits and no errors. The Whitecaps 18-12. John Beller gets the win, his first 1-0, and the loss goes to Tyler Madison, now 3-1. As mentioned, Jorge Juan gets his second save. This game started back at 6:05, lasted 2 hours and 21 minutes, and a good crowd on hand. 4,102 came out to LMCU Ballpark here on May 11th, 2023, to watch your Lansing Lugnuts defeat their hated rivals 4-2, thanks to the Junior Perez left center field home run. Well, that's going to wrap up the broadcast. Reminder, we will be back tomorrow. I think we are going to be, unfortunately, Jesse-less again. Again, best wishes to him. He is out tonight, a little bit under the weather, but hoping that he'll be back by the weekend. The Lugnuts will play tomorrow at 11 o'clock, 7:05 start on Saturday night, and then we'll wrap up the series at 2 on Sunday. Jacob Waters gets the ball. He's been great for the Nuts this year. ERA just a touch over 3. You know who's been really good as well? The left-handed Carlos Pena, his ERA just up over 1 for the Whitecaps. So righty against the lefty tomorrow. Then it'll be Blake Beers and Garrett Burhan on Saturday. A couple of righties before Jack Perkins and Jack O'Loughlin will throw on Sunday. And then it's an off day and then back home to take on Lake County. So hope you can join us tomorrow. Should be on the air around 10:45, first pitch at 11. Lansing wins tonight and ends the skid after dropping the first 2 in this series. They take down West Michigan 4-2. Thanks so much for listening from the west side of the state and LMCU Ballpark. Adam Jackson is saying good night, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning.